Around 50 priests were already eating when they entered the refectory, but one man leapt to his feet and hurried to meet them. "I am Newbank. You are welcome." He was tall and lean, with cadaverous features. In these hard times there were few corpulent figures in Egypt. The meal was frugal, a bowl of pottage and a small jug of beer. The company was subdued and ate mostly in silence, with the exception of Newbank, who never stopped talking. His voice was grating and his manner pompous. "I do not know how we will survive the morrow," Taita said to Demeter, when they were back in their cell and settling to sleep. "It will be a long day listening to good brother Newbank." "But his knowledge of geography is exhaustive," Demeter pointed out. "You employ the correct adjective, Magus." Taita turned on his side.